Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. My name is Emmett Fan. Rate, review, subscribe on your podcast platforms, YouTube, like and subscribe there as well. Let's talk about that Raptor game last night. Very impressive stuff from the team. Defensively, they just continue to put in all the effort, possession by possession. But, you know, especially in that first half, the issue was their offense, their half-court offense. We know that's been a problem for a long time now. And the live ball turnovers were getting the San Antonio Spurs some easy buckets in transition, and things had to be cleaned up. And what was good about what they did in the second half was that early on, they were finding Jakob Poeltl for dump-offs or under the rim. And they weren't doing that in the first half, and it was allowing the San Antonio Spurs, having a guy like Wemby and other and Zach Collins, they can just crowd the paint. And I don't think Jakob, along with the other players, were doing a good enough job of making those connections really close to the rim. But as soon as we start the third quarter, right off the bat, Jakob Poeltl has 8 points, and his dump-off passes from Dennis, from Scotty, from Pascal, and that kind of helped the Raptors catapult their offense and just make the Spurs think a little bit more on that end of the court. They had 32 points, the Raptors did, in the third quarter, but let's just jump right to the fourth quarter, because that's where things really happened, and it started with that unit that began the fourth quarter and actually started mounting the comeback. It was Grady, it was Malachi Flynn, OG, Gary Trent Jr., and Scotty Barnes. We're going to get to Scotty Barnes in a second, but I appreciate that group because they found a groove offensively, and it was a lot of, you know, passing the ball, sharing the ball, making things happen off of dribble handoffs. Obviously, it helped that they were able to go five out, and that is what you need to do with Scotty Barnes. That's how you get the best out of him, to make sure that the paint is wide open. But you look at the box score, and those four players or those five guys in the fourth quarter, I mean, they're all sharing the ball. You had Scotty with a couple of assists. You had OG with two assists. You had Grady with two assists. Malachi had one assist. And so they were really embracing ball movement and also quick pitches, quick thinking, you know, get the ball, shot fake. Grady Dick actually is terrific at this, at shot fakes and fake passes as well. He's not going to shoot. He's going to the paint for a paint touch, and he's kicking it out. And he had a couple of nice passes in that fourth quarter. Gary Trent Jr., finally, it seems like he's finding a groove with his offense. In this system, it's kind of tailor-made for his abilities. And he can get downhill. He can hit pull-up threes. He can come off a screen, a DHO, and just take one dribble, go into a pull-up, and hit that shot. And finally, he was able to have some consistent play on the offensive end, and he had some great intensity on the defensive end as well. He had a couple of threes late in the quarter, which really helped Raptors, you know, get back to square with the Spurs in the fourth quarter. Looking at Malachi Flynn, his first game where he was a plus player on the court. So congrats to him. We saw more of the heavy hands that he has, the aggression, the physicality. He's at his best when he has that extra level of aggression on both ends. And we saw that in this game. 3 rebounds, 1 block. Yeah, 1 block for him. He had a three. It was at a crucial moment, especially within that group. And it was a quick catch and shoot. He was playing fast. Overall, he was playing much faster than he has in past games, and I hope that can continue, you know, with this group. And also, as we go forward in the fourth quarter, it was five out, and Jakob Poeltl only played 1.2 seconds in the fourth quarter. It was Otto Porter Jr. at center, Scotty Barnes at center, and it's something that Darko's going to have to think about. Not that you don't play Jakob Poeltl, but as I just said, I mean, they had 32 points in the third quarter and they're finding him under the basket, and that was valuable. But it makes everything so much easier for this offense. And that closing lineup, that Otto along with the other starters, I mean, that really popped. That was a fun group to watch. The spacing is terrific. And just Otto Porter Jr., as Scotty Barnes said after the game, instant impact. You know, as soon as he comes in, he's doing all the little things just like Jakob Poeltl, but he can also shoot. He's screening, he's rolling, he forced 2 jump balls, and that's just IQ, awareness. He's a very smart player. And, you know, going forward now, I think the Raptors have a schedule that is made for him to be able to at least continue to play. There's not many back-to-backs coming up, and I just want to see him continue to ramp up those minutes, because he is able to help any kind of bench unit elevate their play and find some sustainable success. So I love what he did. Even the three that he hit in the fourth quarter, it was deflected, and he still found a way to pull it off. Like, he's a great player, man. I love that he's playing, love that he's back. They need him going forward. Now, going to Scotty, man, Wow, what a game. So 30 points. Let me look at this real quick and check out all the numbers right. 30 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Wow. And then in the fourth quarter specifically, 17 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 3 of 4 from 3. It was a takeover. And we've seen him do it in previous games. He's now reached 20 points, I believe, for 7 consecutive games. This was just like when he's that active, when he's that engaged, there are a few players that can match his level of activity and impact on both ends because he's so physical, so strong. And then you combine that with his basketball IQ. He gets into a very special category when he's operating on that level at both ends of the court. And he was doing it in that fourth quarter. He continues to hit his threes and there are varying levels of difficulty too. Sometimes it's, you know, a catch and shoot from Grady Dick, which was a really nice rocket pass from corner to corner, or maybe it's like a crossover step back into a three, which he did to tie the game, which funny enough, he said after the game that he thought they were down 4. And then after he hit, he realized that they're now the game was tied. He's like, oh, cool. That's great. So he's just, he's operating at an unreal level. He continues to sustain this level of play. I mean, right now you look at some of the statistics, he's second in defensive win shares and 7th in box plus minus. And those are around names like Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic. At the very least, he has to be a favorite for most improved. But again, as we continue this season, let's see where he ends up and let's see where the Toronto Raptors end up. He was spectacular. And also, who was spectacular? It was OG Anunoby, who had a couple of really big threes, obviously. The game time shot, which hilarious enough happened because Wemby was grabbing the ball over his teammate, Chetty Osman. And Chetty didn't realize that it was his teammate because Wemby is so tall. And so we just saw someone grabbing the ball over his head and he started, you know, fumbling it around and then they lost it. And OG corralled in. He sunk the shot because he doesn't shoot to miss, as we all know. That's how OG is. He was matching minutes with Wemby throughout this game. Sometimes Pascal was on Wemby. Sometimes it was Scotty Barnes and some of those cross matches, and they were comfortable going with that. But it was OG, and he did a great job of getting into the body of Wemby, dinging down on his dribbles, making him elevate and hit those, you know, ridiculous shots that he's able to hit. And he hit a couple of them. Don't get me wrong, but OG did a pretty damn good job. You couldn't ask for much more from him. Special defensive player, and he just continues to get better and better. Moving to some of the other players, let's look at Pascal Siakam. So obviously, I mean, we know how things are going right now. We shot 16% in the game, 2 of 12, 1 of 4 from 3, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He's struggling a little bit, and he's struggling finding ways to get into his offense and to, you know, make an impact within this system. It's been a bit up and down. If he does have a great game, it's because maybe he popped off from three. In this one, it just, things just weren't clicking for him, you know, and it seems like some of the Spurs, they were sitting on a bit of his moves. He had a lot of good looks from three. Finally, he did make a three in the overtime, and I was so happy that he made that for his sake. And then he also had to drive towards the basket that he missed, but then Jakob Poeltl was able to corral it and get a few more points. Look, he's struggling a little bit, and his role in this offense is changing. And as Scotty Barnes continues to improve, and you know, Dennis and Jakob continue to find their chemistry and get much better in their pick and roll, which probably has to be like your number two option by default. It's almost like you're looking at what is the third option, because your second one has to be that pick and roll, because it's basketball, man. Like, pick and roll is really important. So we're gonna have to see how this continues to develop. And I just hope things, you know, he's obviously competing still. Defensively, he was terrific. That call at the end of the fourth quarter, where it was a foul on him, was just like ridiculous. I don't know how you can make that call in that situation. Two players are going for the ball out of bounds, and it's just like a little bit of tic-tac physicality. That's nothing to call, especially at that juncture of the game. But anyways, he was great defensively. Lots of pressure on the ball. He was definitely doing, you know, his rim protection thing. And let's just see where he's able to net out offensively. I just hope things get a little bit better for him, because he's too good to be playing this way offensively. And I hope they just, you know, they find some ways to get the best out of him. Moving on to Dennis. And finally, Dennis, there isn't much to say about him other than, you know, he continues just to do the thing. The things that he's so good at, the Jakob and Dennis pick and roll. In this case, it was more about, you know, Dennis getting to the rim and finishing at the rim. That was terrific to see. He shot 1 of 8 from three, but 10 of 19 overall. And 6 of those makes were within 6 feet of the basket. And along with a few shots that were in the mid-range area, if he's able to add that, consistently to his game. He's snaking. He's getting to the free throw line area. He's able to hit that shot. That's so valuable for the Raptors. And also he hit a couple of floaters too. This play in the third quarter, I believe it was Dennis and Yak doing a pick and roll, and Dennis got the defender on his back and he kept him there with his offhand. And then he transitioned right into a floater. That was some good stuff there. Offensively, you know, the Raptors are much better when he's on the court. Right now, he's seventh in the league in offensive win shares. So that just kind of gives you an idea of how good and how valuable he's been on that end of the court. And his defense speaks for itself. Fun game. So the Raptors win it in OT 123-116. Let's see how they do in this next game against Dallas. Thank you. Like and subscribe.